Pages 8 and 9. A photograph of a smiling mixed group of seven council officers under a canopy with the title Let's Talk Fair printed on the front takes up the top two-thirds of both pages. The article title is Local Government Reorganisation Update. In December 2024, the government published the English Devolution White Paper, which sets out plans to reform how local government is structured in England. The programme includes two main initiatives, devolution and local government reorganisation, LGR. Local government reorganisation progressing at pace. 12 councils across Hampshire have been working together to develop proposals for LGR. On 26 September, a joint business case was submitted to government to create five unitary councils, four on the mainland plus the Isle of Wight, to replace the existing 14 councils. These new unitary councils will provide services to all residents in the future and are projected to save at least £63.9 million a year. While the government has set out specific criteria for LGR, our group of 12 councils has focused on designing new council areas that closely match the local economies centred around Southampton, Portsmouth, Basingstoke and Winchester, and the natural communities surrounding them. We have also looked at different boundaries for the new councils. This is because places right across Hampshire have changed dramatically since two-tier local government was introduced in 1974, making this a unique opportunity to change boundary lines to reflect the local areas of today. All of our options focused on residents' needs and on saving money over time. Our five council model strikes the right balance between more effective and efficient services while keeping services as close as possible to the communities they serve. And this is also really important to you, our residents. Through our various public consultations, you have said how much you value the high-quality services that we provide and don't want to see this affected by LGR. You also want councils to be as local as possible, so we understand your needs, but also support the idea of simplifying council services by having one council to go to when you need help. The leader of the council will be hosting a number of public meetings across the borough from mid-November to early December. Dates will be published on our website and social media channels as soon as they are confirmed. For more information, go to www.fareham.gov.uk/LGR. What would LGR mean for Fareham? Councillor Simon Martin said, "We have fought against LGR in Fareham because we don't believe it is necessary. However, given that we have no choice, this council has supported option 1A, which means the government continue with LGR, Fareham will form part of a new unitary council with its partner authorities, Gosport, Havant and Portsmouth. This option also includes boundary changes, so our new authority would include Clanfield, Horndean, and Rowlands Castle from East Hampshire and Newlands from Winchester. Government officials are now working through all of the proposals they have received, 13 different proposals across the six counties in the Devolution Priority Programme. We don't expect to find out which options they will look to proceed with until March 2026. But those that meet the criteria will be consulted upon, and we will be sharing information about how you can have your say soon. For many, LGR is not something that concerns them now, but it will shape the way public services are provided for decades to come. So residents are encouraged to have their say when the time comes.